This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. 13 Palestinians have been killed in central Gaza strikes on refugee camps as ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas continue. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery has more.
More than 10 people lost their lives following three Israeli airstrikes that hit refugee camps in central Gaza, according to Palestinian health officials. Ambulance teams transporting bodies to a nearby hospital confirm at least three children are among the victims. The news comes as ceasefire talks in Cairo appear to make progress, with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying a deal that could see hostages released is inside the 10-yard line. The war in Gaza, which was sparked by Hamas's October 7 attack on Israel, has so far killed nearly 39,000 people, according to the territory's health ministry. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Soldiers patrolled the deserted streets of the capital Dhaka on Saturday during a curfew meant to quell deadly students-led protests against government job quotas that have killed at least 110 people this week. Mia Wormsley from Reuters reports.
Since Thursday, the country has been cut off from the world. Internet and text messaging services have been shut down. But the demonstrations have continued in spite of a ban on public gatherings. Data from hospitals there shows the clashes have killed over 100 people and injured thousands. And with the death toll climbing, the government imposed the national curfew and deployed the military. Students in the South Asian country are angry about controversial quotas for government jobs. They include setting aside 30% of those jobs for the families of those who fought for independence from Pakistan in 1971. The government had scrapped the quota system in 2018, but a court reinstated it last month.
Mia Wamersley from Reuters reports. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Airlines, banks, hospitals, and other risk-averse organizations around the world chose cybersecurity company CrowdStrike to protect their computer systems from hackers and data breaches. But all it took was one faulty CrowdStrike software update to cause global disruptions Friday. Some experts say it shows the dangers of organizations around the world relying too heavily on a small number of technology providers. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A global technology outage has grounded flights, knocked banks offline, and media outlets off air on Friday in a massive disruption that affected companies and services around the world and highlighted dependence on software from a handful of providers. Cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike says the issue believed to be behind the outage was not a security incident or cyber attack. The malfunction affected Microsoft 365 apps and services. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Turkey's president has reaffirmed his commitment to a two-state peace deal for ethnically split Cyprus that Greek Cypriots have dismissed out of hand. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was speaking Saturday ahead of a military parade marking the 50th anniversary of Turkey's invasion that divided the island along ethnic lines. He ruled out a peace deal based on a United Nations-endorsed plan for a federation composed of Turkish Cypriot and Greek Cypriot zones that the two sides have been negotiating for decades. The island's Greek Cypriot president urged Turkey and the Turkish Cypriots to re-engage in reunification talks. There are labor issues in the, quote, happiest place on earth. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
14,000 Disneyland workers might not be going to work after authorizing a strike during contract negotiations. The negotiations are dragging on in California between Disney and four unions representing ride operators, store clerks, ticket takers, parking attendants, and other employees. The vote is to give union leaders the option of calling a walkout if negotiations stall. Both sides are back at the bargaining table Monday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An increased security detail, road closures, and tighter checks should be expected among the measures taken by the U.S. Secret Service for former President Donald Trump's upcoming Saturday rally. Jason Russell, a former agent and security analyst, told Reuters on Friday.
Especially given it's the first post-convention event, the first event with the new VP nominee, and obviously a week away from, you know, the assassination attempt, I think you're going to see a lot of security in place here for this event.
The rally, which will be held at Grand Rapids Van Andel Arena, takes place almost 1 week after an attempt on the former president's life during a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Since then, the Secret Service has faced scrutiny for what appears to be a lapse in security arrangements. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.